Welcome to another episode of the Beyond Business podcast. Today we have with us Mr. Anand Joshua, Director of Ela Management Private Limited, based in Hyderabad. He also worked at World Vision as a fundraising director. Welcome to the Beyond Business podcast, sir. It's a joy and an honor to have you on our podcast. Can you share a little bit about yourself and what do you do?
Good morning, Sharon. I'm Anand Joshua. I'm the director for Ela Management Private Limited. We do a lot of event management, and we also manage a campus in Hyderabad, which is called Carmel Campus, which is located about, 30 kilometers away from the city. A beautiful campus where, people come there to spend a whole day. We have retreats, we have meetings, we have Bible models where they can come and see. So I manage all these things.
Oh, that's amazing. So how did you come into this business? How did you come into Carmel Campus and to work with Ela Management?
I started my career with World Vision India. I served there for about 27 years. And when I came out, I was the senior director for resource mobilization. Mm-hmm. And I moved from there and then became the executive director of Christian Institute of Management. Mm-hmm. For about 5 years, where I got connected with so many people. After my five-year tenure with CIM was over, I got this opportunity to come to Hyderabad and, to work along with many people and to be a director for this company. So this is my third stint here, .
So maybe take us through how God spoke to you and how you seek him out in prayer to make your decisions regarding your managing.
Yeah, like many of them, I was also born and brought up in a Christian family, in a Christian environment. You name the church services, the Sunday school, the VBS, the youth and all those things. All those stuff, as part of the regular Christian stream of living, it was part of my life. Once when I was given the opportunity to attend a seminar that was done by Dr. K.O. John. He's a doctor based out of the Mission Hospital in Vatanchitram near Palani. He has this beautiful seminar called Life Revision Seminar. It has a stream for 5 days, it has a stream for 7 days and 21 days. I attended the 5-day seminar. And it was really a life revision for me, seminar for me. This seminar is not like the ordinary seminars, where you start from 9 to 5 and you have a program, you pack a morning break and you have a lunch and dinner and all those things. It's not a structured one like that. But it's about a time of conversation with God. Mm. He kind of facilitates how we can have conversations with our Savior. He facilitates in such a way that, you look at a particular verse. For example, you look at 2 Chronicles 7:14. Mm. How do you dwell on that word of God? What God wanted us to learn from that particular verse? He picks out some key words from there and he asks us to think over it. That was really a life revision opportunity for me. That's where, I was able to discover Bible much more than ever before. And my relationship with my Savior, kind of strengthened because of that engagement. And, for example, I was more concentrated on the works that we do. My works gives meaning to my life. That kind of Christian life. But later I understood it's not the works that gives meaning to our life. It's the faith that gives meaning to our works.
Amen.
So that was a mind-boggling, kind of lesson for me. And from that time onwards, over the last 15 years, it's been a tremendous journey where I was kind of nurtured in spirit not to look at what's happening according to the patterns of the world. Yeah, there is a pattern, but there is a kingdom pattern. What is that kingdom pattern? keep on discovering that kingdom pattern every day, every moment, and sitting at the feet of the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit to help us discern what is that kingdom pattern. And that defined my professional career, my personal life, my engagement from the social aspects, you know. So that's what I'm doing now. Even the way I work, the way I take decisions, it's all based on this, close, deep down the soul conversation with my Savior.
The way you put it, it's very encouraging even for the listeners, you know, who maybe are just struggling to, you know, get something, and you've just dealt with it. Thank you. So maybe share about some of the challenges that you have faced in your role, or something that you've done, when you're doing an event management. Yes. There must be something that you faced, and how did you handle it?
So, you know, this also has been a discovery and discerning process. Mm-hmm. You know, those days, if I can define the patterns of the world in my life, what I will be focusing on is perfection. Mm-hmm. Whatever I do, I have to be perfect, and people have to say, Anand, you have done an excellent job. That really drives me. At sometimes, you know, like I would not have risen up to the, you know, expectation, and I would have messed up certain things, and I will receive some negative comments. When those negative comments reach me, I will be very sad. I'll be really down in spirit. You know, what is this? Somebody has given me a responsibility. I have not risen up to that level, and kind of things. Later, God helped me to understand it's not about that perfection. It's about doing things according to His plan. You know, for example, those days I used to always concentrate on doing things well. Later, I came to understand, for example, one of the meetings where I was attending, I was supposed to present a huge, a presentation to a senior group of people. I messed up. I missed the whole thing. I was sad. But somebody encouraged me and they said, brother, I think you were more concentrated on perfection rather than depending on the Lord. Said it was like giving a slap on my face. Then I started understanding, you know, more than perfection, I have to depend on the Lord. And that has been a turning point. So challenges, as you were mentioning, just challenges of life are there. But challenges do not bring me down in spirit. I'm not carried away by the, you know, challenges, you know. I'm more focused on how God wants me to be used. So I'm kind of, challenges are okay. Challenges always will be there. But don't be cowed down. Don't be carried away by that. You know, you are called to be faithful steward. Continue to be faithful. Continue to be a good steward. God will take care of the rest. So that's how I try to be over the last 5 years.
Very true, very true. So can you just share a bit about the Carmel campus?
Carmel campus is located in Hyderabad, in a place called Kondapur, near the small town called Ghatkesar. It's about 28 kilometers from the city. And this campus was, had its beginning from 1985. The uniqueness about our campus is, you know, it's on a 12-acre property and it has four Bible models. Okay. What happens is there are missionaries, there are Bible scholars, there are Christian workers who come there, stay in our campus for training and those kind of things. What Professor Vijayam, you know, the founder of the campus, what he felt was when they stay there, they have to see certain real Bible models. For example, he started with the tabernacle.
Okay.
The exact replica of the tabernacle in size we have in Carmel campus. So people come there and, you know, they see the tabernacle, they go to the outer court, then the inner court, and then we open the Holy of Holies, the screen. People are overwhelmed, you know. They have so far read about tabernacle in the Bible.
Yes.
But now they have an opportunity to see how it is. So it's a real beautiful experience. Similarly, we have a Holy Land tour. You know, we replicated the Holy Land in a 1 acre size. We take them on a walkthrough so people are able to really visualize how Jerusalem will be, how Jesus walked from Bethel to cross the Jordan and move to another place. So usually we think it's a road. He crossed the road and went to the other side. No, it's not about crossing the road. It's about hills, it's about valleys, it's about streets and all things. Then we have a Noah's Ark.
Mm.
1/3 of the Noah's Ark, we help visitors to look at it and, you know, see what would have been during Noah's time. And finally, we have this garden tomb.
Okay.
Jesus' tomb, where Jesus. So these four Bible models gives a unique experience to visitors.
Mm.
So that's so special about us. And then we have 140, members who can stay with us. We have discussion rooms. We have auditoriums, so people can have a wonderful time. It's absolutely, you know, beautiful place to visit.
That's amazing. I would love to visit when I'm there.
Please do.
Yes. So you were recently at the Beyond Business Conference and you also had a stall for Carmel Campus. And can you share about your takeaway from the Beyond Business Conference, maybe from one of the tracks you've listened or the sessions you've listened, or something that has really interested you and something that you picked up from the conference?
So I would like to look at it from two aspects. One is for me and one for the others, visitors, to our stall, things like that.
Yeah.
The greatest opportunity for me was to meet more than 300 plus Christian business leaders from across the country.
Yes.
And each one of them, have a vision. And each one of them doing their business, in the way God wanted them to do.
Mm.
As we were listening to each other, as we were listening to the sessions, one of the things that we were kind of really challenged was, how can I add value to the kingdom as I carry out this mission?
Yes.
So most of us were kind of really challenged. Some of them have done beautifully well. Some of us have lagging behind. So we were able to understand, oh my God, wonderful, how he has done it so beautiful. Can I replicate? Can I do it in my organization? Those kind of experience. And people who came to our stall, they were really amazed and they said, we have to come there.
Yeah.
We have to spend quiet time.
Yeah.
So those were some of the,
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much. So we usually like to end our episode by hearing something that God has been talking to you or teaching you right now, or your favorite verse, or something that you just cling on to when you are in trouble or when you're extremely happy.
Over the last few years, our nation is going through huge crisis. In terms of, we are unable to find out the difference between darkness and light.
Very true.
Sometimes it looks as though darkness is light. It is, the narrative is so positioned, very cunningly positioned, as though the darkness is light.
Yeah.
No, so that's something which is really bothering. And, I'm kind of, praying is about if my people who are called by my name, that's what God is telling Solomon, in 2 Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name, if they walk away from their wicked ways and seek my face, he's saying, I am willing to come down from heaven, forgive your sins, and heal our land.
And, yeah.
That is something which is, speaking to me over and over again. And I'm really happy that as part of a business community in India, we also should carry that burden of heart. I remember the one of the statements made by Dr. Bob Pierce. the founder of World Vision, he says, "Let my heart be broken by the things that break the heart of God." I think as God's children, our heart should be broken.
Yes.
Looking at how God's heart is broken, looking at all those things that are happening around us. We are called to be children of light, to be salt in the for this world. Mm. How can we be salt unto this earth? How can we be light in the darkness? That is something which is, it keeps bothering me. I can't say I'm happy about it. I'm burdened about it. I'm broken in spirit about it. I think that kind of a broken spirit will help build God's kingdom. This is my way of looking at things.
Amen. That's beautiful. The way you expressed your thought and also shared a bit about the gospel. Thank you so much for talking to us, for this opportunity, and also for giving us an insight about ELA Management and Carmel campus as well. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful and a blessed week and day ahead. And we love to see you again at the next conference as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.